Hello, I'm Joe Selensky of Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for today. And today, just a week or two after Christmas, I want to tell you a true story I heard another pastor tell years ago. The story is about a boy named Tony who was born blind. He suffered from an extremely rare eye problem for which there was no known cure. And when the little fellow was about 6 years old, his doctor read of a new surgical procedure that showed some promise for correcting this particular problem. A decision was made to try. Local churches and civic clubs took on the expenses. Tony had a favorite teddy bear, which he kept with him almost all the time. This teddy bear showed signs of wear. One eye was missing, one ear was chewed off, and through several holes the stuffing was oozing out. And Tony's mother told him that she was going to buy him a new teddy bear to take to Boston. Tony rejected that offer in no uncertain terms. What good is a new teddy bear when you have an old, familiar, friendly one already broken in? So the old teddy bear went to Boston and remained ever close to Tony. In fact, the boy and his teddy bear were not separated until the anesthesia was applied for surgery. And throughout the whole period, the boy and the young surgeon were becoming great friends. In fact, the surgeon was almost as excited as the family about the possibilities of this surgery. And somehow there was a good chemistry of friendship and trust between physician and Tony. And when the surgery was completed, Tony was heavily bandaged. He had to remain quite still for a number of days. That is very hard for a six-year-old. But each day the surgeon was in and out of the room encouraging him. Finally came the day for removing the bandages. And for the first time in 6 years of life, a little boy could see. For the first time, Tony looked into the faces of his parents, saw a tree and a sunset, and the young surgeon was literally jumping up and down for joy. And before long, it was time for Tony to be discharged and go home. On that final morning, the surgeon gave Tony a big hug and tearfully said goodbye. And then Tony did something totally unexpected. He said to his surgeon friend, "I want you to have this," and handed him his beloved teddy bear. And the surgeon's first impulse was to say, "Oh no, I can't," but something stopped him. The surgeon understood what Tony was trying to do. He wanted to give his dear surgeon friend the most precious gift at his disposal. So full was his heart with love. And he accepted the teddy bear with a hug and a thank you, assuring Tony that he would take mighty good care of his friend. And for many years, that teddy bear sat in a glass case on the 10th floor of the Massachusetts General Hospital. And in front of the teddy bear was the surgeon's professional name card with this written below it. It said, "This is the highest fee I have ever received for professional services rendered." A little boy had given the most precious item he had out of a love-filled heart. You see, this is a parable of Christmas. Thousands of years ago, our gracious God, with a heart filled with love, looked out upon a sin-marred, fallen, tear-stained world, and he gave us the most precious gift at his disposal. He gave of himself. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life." And confronted by such an awesome gift, our only fitting response is to fall on our knees and enthrone the living Christ as our personal King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as a remindful tribute to our God. This was what Christmas was, when God gave his best. What can we offer in return this post-Christmas New Year's start? What can we do in our lives to return love in a meaningful way? What can we do to forever remember how much we are loved by the very Creator of all time and space? I'm Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.